This goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Luke Mallory, Mallory, date of birth 9/21/1996. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a consultation for Mr. Mallory, who was sent for evaluation of right medullary nephrocalcinosis, which was found on CT scan on May 18th of this year, when he went in for left flank pain for a small renal calculi. It was 2 millimeters in size, also noted on the CAT scan, and he was sent home with a urinary strainer, and they felt he could collect the stone as it when it passed, which he was able to do. And he brought the stone to the hospital to be analyzed, and it consisted of 70% calcium oxalate monohydrate and 30% calcium oxalate dihydrate. He's been feeling better, no more flank pain, but due to the nephrocalcinosis, a referral was made for further evaluation. The patient does have a long history of Crohn's disease, which was diagnosed in middle school, which he believes was about the sixth grade for him. And he'd been on multiple treatments from the time of diagnosis until currently, when he's now on biological treatment, Stelara, S-T-E-L-A-R-A, type medication every 8 weeks. And that is working very well to control the Crohn's disease. It is in remission currently. He also had colon resection done, and 12 inches of the large intestine was removed in 2017. And he has had softer stools, but not outright diarrhea since that procedure was done. Currently, he feels well. He's having no symptoms, no headaches, dizziness, chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena, no edema, urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no nocturia, no incontinence. Past medical history is significant for Crohn's disease since middle school, and the recent calcium oxalate renal calculi that calculus that passed from the left side, left kidney, a history of acne, iron deficiency anemia, and he did receive iron infusions previously for that problem, but that's been many years ago, and vitamin D deficiency. Past surgical history includes colon resection in 2017 with 12 inches of colon removed. Social history, he has never smoked cigarettes. He rarely uses alcoholic beverages and does not use illicit drugs. He is married, and he's a full-time employed engineer. Family history is positive for ulcerative colitis. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to ferric, F-E-R-R-I-C, carboxy, maltose, dairy, and gluten. He isn't allergic, but generally avoids them because they tend to make the abdominal pain worse. Physical exam, height 66 inches, weight 166 pounds, pulse is 79, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 122/78. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, midline uvula, clear drainage, neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no nodules or lesions. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no masses or organomegaly, no CVA tenderness. Extremities, no peripheral edema, no rashes or lesions. I think I forgot to put the meds that should come after the allergies. Please add medications. He's on YES like Sam, I, N like November, T like Tom, E, K. It's 90 milligram every 8 weeks. And vitamin D, 1,000 units once daily. And now we go back to labs. So lab studies most recently were done May 18th, 2025. Urinalysis, 2 plus blood and 1 plus protein, no bacteria. And he did have a kidney stone at that point. And the CT of the abdomen and pelvis for kidney stone showed a 0.2 centimeter calculi noticed in the left vesicoureteral junction with mild left hydronephrosis, and he had right-sided medullary nephrocalcinosis, and mild left ureteral lithiasis was noted. Urinary bladder was normal. He also had a CBC. Hemoglobin was 14. White count elevated at 13.7. Normal platelet levels. Creatinine 0.89. Sodium 136. Potassium 4. Carbon dioxide 22. Calcium 8.6. Albumin 4.4. Liver enzymes were normal. Assessment and plan. 1. Right medullary nephrocalcinosis and left kidney calcium oxalate kidney stone. The patient should follow a low oxalate, low sodium diet, and a handout was provided about low sodium, low oxalate diet. He should increase calcium intake in his diet currently, since calcium chelates oxalate and prevents it from forming and calcifying kidneys and crystallizing in kidneys. We encouraged him to try to increase plant-based protein, as that is actually protective against stone formation, and slightly decrease the animal protein intake. We would like to repeat the CT of the abdomen stone protocol without contrast IV or oral contrast. And that would be 6 months after he has the MRI that's going to be scheduled of the abdomen this month. And then we'll have a follow-up visit with the patient after the results are back. And we suspect that the right medullary nephrocalcinosis as well as the left calcium oxalate kidney stone are a consequence of the Crohn's disease and his inability to process and pass the oxalate in the stool. So it is collecting in the medullary system of the kidneys as well as in the ureters. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.